Security at the Capitol is still tighter than it was before September 11th. Lobbyists say it's become harder for them to approach members of Congress. Some lobbyists want special credentials so they can roam Capitol Hill more freely, like lawmakers or journalists. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
It's hardly surprising that there's a lobby group for lobbyists. It's called the American League of Lobbyists, and its president is a 25-year Washington veteran named Jim Albertine. He says nobody's arguing for weakening security, just a balance.
A balance between the security issues, which are absolutely critical, but also the access issues, which are absolutely critical for a whole bunch of people that have a day-to-day need to be on Capitol Hill.
Albertine and his colleagues say those people should be given background checks and photo IDs so they can bypass the tourist lines at the Capitol and go places tourists can't. But for every action on Capitol Hill, there's equal and opposite legislation. Senator John Corzine, a New Jersey Democrat, doesn't want lobbyists to have special privileges. He's standing in a Capitol hallway where reporters can loiter, but lobbyists cannot.
I think that if the superintendent of schools from the community I live in comes on official business to the Congress, that individual would have just as easy an access at coming in and talking to me as someone who is a professional lobbyist.
Corzine and Wisconsin Democrat Russ Feingold have introduced a resolution to put the Senate on record opposing special access for lobbyists. This might sound like just another inside-the-beltway squabble, but underneath, there's actually a serious issue. Even in times of war, how isolated can Congress afford to be from the people it represents? Especially when the First Amendment guarantees the people's right to petition for a redress of grievances. On the other hand, as Corzine asks, is it fair to favor professional petitioners, that is, lobbyists, over non-professionals?
I think it would probably be a mistake to grant them this special privilege.
John Hibbing is a congressional scholar at the University of Nebraska in Lincoln. He said if there's a problem with access, Congress should fix it for everyone.
It is a people's branch. We can't build walls around it. On the other hand, I'm still a little bit uncomfortable by making a partial wall, one that maybe holds out tourists and ordinary people, but allows people who have this handy-dandy pass to be given special access.
Albertine, the lobbyist, says Corzine and Feingold are misguided.
While I have great respect for both those senators, and I think they're great Americans, we certainly are not looking at giving special privileges to anyone.
All the lobbyists want, he says, is the freedom to buttonhole lawmakers on the run, the kind of contact you can't duplicate in a formal scheduled appointment.
Being able to talk to a member as they go out to go to the restroom and grab them at the corner and say, well, I just want to give you this piece of information, which I think you should have.
Corzine says that giving special credentials to lobbyists would make people even more cynical about Congress. He may be onto something. Hibbing, at the University of Nebraska, has interviewed groups of people asking them what they think of the legislative branch.
And the main problem people have with it is the perception that special interests are running the place. You know, I don't think that's right, but to the extent that people heard about this, they would just say, you know, see, there they go again.
Which may leave the lobbyists standing in line with the tourists or trying even harder to hook up with lawmakers away from the Capitol. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.